Hey guys, welcome back to Unscripted Diaries. So I had a lovely surprise today. I got home and I was on the phone with a friend, and someone was at the door, and I thought I was expecting my mom's coworker. She was going to pick up something, or I don't know. My mom just told me to stay home, so I did. And I go to the door. I'm like, there's two people. It's not my mom's coworker. Turns out it's my favorite twins, Claire and Julia. They came to surprise me from Florida. I haven't seen them in how long?
Been like
Five
5 months.
Been 5 months since you guys have been to school, been at school. Yeah, so that was a really good surprise. I was so shocked. I'm like, no way, get out. But yeah, they're here, and that's why we're doing another episode. So we're back. Let's dive in. So today we are gonna have debatable questions. Is that how you even say it? Debatable questions? Debatable conversations. There you go. We're
Yeah.
having debatable conversations because we didn't know what else to talk about. So yeah, we are each going to take turns to ask a question. Who wants to go first?
I could start.
Okay.
Which came first, the chicken or the egg?
Like, obviously, I feel like the sensible question would be the egg, but how would
Or
the
the
egg,
answer.
but how would, or the sensible answer, I feel like, would be the egg. But the egg kind of showed up without a chicken. Therefore, wouldn't make the chicken have come first?
But then it's, how did the
Unless
chicken
it's
arrive?
some Adam and Eve kind of thing that the chicken just showed up.
Exactly. It's like,
How does
how does.
everything get on Earth without
Exactly. Like, there's a whole thing like two people, a man and a woman, just show up.
Like, how did they show up?
Exactly. Like, they needed a person to show up from. So it's how does every animal just show up? So
Someone powerful up there.
I guess so.
I guess
So I feel
so.
like the sensible answer would be the egg, but the chicken had to have come first.
Chicken wing, hot dog and bologna, chicken and macaroni. If you guys don't know it,
No.
it's from TikTok.
I have
I
heard that.
haven't.
I've heard like the chicken wing part. The other part, I have not heard.
I haven't heard.
Chilling with the homies.
No, I
No?
have not heard that part, but a
Okay.
very
It's
first part.
a cute little video. Anyways.
Ooh, I like this question. Are women more complicated than men?
I feel like we're both confusing as hell.
I agree, definitely.
I just feel like it depends on the situations that we've all been through, because there could be trauma that started really young, and then there could be other people who are just messed up in the head, and then that person messes up the other person's head. But I think we think about it too much, you know, like.
Yeah, I agree with what you said.
Yeah. I feel like, in a way, I feel like both men and women could be equally complicated.
Yeah.
I think, like, for different, like, in different ways, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Like,
Oh.
some things women might be more complicated, but then some things men are more
And
complicated.
that's why relationships suck sometimes, because we kind of bump heads, like friendships or relationships.
Yes,
Whether it's
definitely.
a friendship with a guy and a girl, and then the other part that gets really confusing is like one person can think they're giving off flirty comments here and there, or have like a weird vibe that they like the other person, but it's really not.
Yeah.
But also, guys suck at,
Communication.
yes.
And telling us how they're feeling or like what their emotions are.
Yes.
Sometimes they're really good at it,
Yeah.
but it's also more of like communicating with them, like, okay, you gotta
Yeah.
talk, man.
They also just don't know how to read girls as well as girls could read guys.
But then we also read too deep, and then
Yes.
that adds more conflict.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's kind of why I say it kind of just varies.
Definitely.
Yes.
One that I found was, would you rather be deaf or blind?
I already have that one. Deaf.
But what would you rather? I know you are deaf,
Oh yeah,
but
that's
would you
not even a
rather be
question.
deaf or would you rather be blind?
I'd rather be deaf.
I agree, because if you're deaf, you could have hearing aids. But if you're blind, I don't think we have contacts that can make you be able to see.
And it's really interesting to say that because, I mean, even hearing aids or cochlear implants, they may not help them because there's completely deaf people too.
Yeah.
But with seeing things, you can... Yeah, it's just better to see.
Yeah.
But you can also have vibrations
yeah.
to hear. But for blind people, it'd be good to have your imagination. But I just think that you are more limited to things.
Yeah.
I was thinking
about it last night. Well, because I feel like people who are both, who are either blind or deaf have a really good sense of, like, feel. Like, in terms of, like, you could feel, like, kind of vibrations on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
But then people who are also blind, I feel like they also have to rely on that a lot.
Oh, for sure.
But they also rely on their hearing a lot.
Yeah.
So someone who's deaf relies on their what they feel and what they see. They rely on sight. So it's, like, people who are either blind or deaf or both, like, definitely relies on feel a lot.
Feeling and this, smelling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, all of their senses minus whatever, like, if you're deaf.
Well, actually, one sense does enhance more because you have to depend on it. So, like, yeah.
So, since you don't really rely on your hearing as much, all your other senses, you rely on a lot more.
Yes.
So,
yeah. I'd go with being deaf.
You go with deaf too?
Yeah.
I mean, because you guys already know sign language too.
Yes. You know some sign language.
But also, I wouldn't be surprised if later on in the future, they create seeing contacts. Because, I mean, they're creating...
Technology, man.
Yeah, they're creating self-driving cars. So, I mean, I feel like contacts to be able to make someone see should be first.
Mm-hmm.
But I also see the self-driving cars because that'll prevent so many accidents.
I would not trust that, though.
I would not either. I would be like, no.
But back to the blind part, I did some... Oh, I didn't do research. I just heard about it, honestly.
I try to take the credit.
Try to look smart, you know? No, I heard that for blind people, there's someone that was trying to do some... experimenting, and they put wires on their head so, like, they can see what they're envisioning and in their own brain, you know, because we don't know what they think or see.
Interesting, yeah.
But they're literally in that person's mind and head, but it's really hard for them to create something in their head because they have never really seen anything unless it's someone who was able to see and then went completely blind. That's a different story, and then they could have, like, memories of some stuff.
Yeah.
But aside from that, yeah, I thought that was really interesting. I don't know why they would do that, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, just had to throw that in there.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Next question. I forgot what it was. Is Twitter creating a toxic culture or helping us stay connected?
So, truth be told... I don't use Twitter, really.
I don't really either. So, I just thought that was it. It's social media.
Yes.
It's where people can say anything they want. They can post anything they want.
What was the question again?
Is Twitter creating a toxic culture or helping us stay connected?
Okay, thank you. Yes.
I don't know. Social media. People
suck. People are fake.
Yes.
They all suck.
Definitely.
Not to be like a downer or anything, but truth be told, it is social media and everyone is very competitive.
Yep.
Everyone has to one up someone else, and then not to mention your mental health.
Yes, I feel like that Twitter, even though it might be having like posting stuff about, like, that helps stay connected with things, I feel like a lot of the time it's just might be toxic.
And drama starts all the time. Like, you know about Rihanna and Rocky? You know how they have a kid together?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so there was a rumor that started literally just from Twitter and said, oh my gosh, yeah, he cheated on her. So that blew up. It went on Snapchat. It went on, like, the news. Well, I don't know about the news, but Instagram and all that, like, because they're so popular and they love to start drama. So, yeah.
Was it actually true?
No, it wasn't. It was false. Like, and I'm just surprised that it actually went through.
Yeah.
Because that person didn't have any proof.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean. I feel like it just is toxic, like...
AF.
Yeah. Which, are we still talking about this topic?
Mm-hmm. Or,
well, because then I found one that also relates to, is it good, like, is social media making us more connected or just making it easier for people to stalk each other? To stalk each other.
Oh, to stalk each other. I thought you said to suck each other.
Death problems.
Yes.
So it kind of goes with what your last question.
Yeah, I mean, you're basically, depending on how often that person posts on their life or, like, what they do, there's people who post 3 pictures or comments on Facebook or anything in a day to someone who posts once a year. So it depends on how open you are with your life, because once it's on social media or the internet, it's out there.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You can't take it down. So you're basically opening up your world and your life to everyone else, to 7 million other people.
Yeah, but then that also, like, goes to, like, say if some, with some people, if they say on Instagram, some people, you request them, they accept them, then they'll go, like, scrolling through their whatever. And some people, like, you don't know if they're doing that, but then some people go liking all of your pictures.
Which is kind of odd.
Which is odd, because then, like, you're like, okay, like, you're just totally stalking, like, my
calling account. Yourself out.
Yeah, it's like, if you're going to do that, don't go liking it and showing you, like, hey, I'm just totally looking at your, like, whatever.
Your life.
Your life, yeah, because some of your, like, whatever, posts might be from, like, 4 years ago or something. It's past. You don't need, like, it's not necessary to go liking everyone, because then you're just calling yourself out, basically.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand stalking them at first, because you may want to get to know the person and you're just kind of interested to see, like, where they are and stuff. But if it's a consistent thing, that's weird, you know, like, accepting it, like, okay, cool, what am I missing, what is this?
Yeah, but I just feel like it's not necessary to, like everything.
No.
And, like, because you're just calling yourself, like, yourself out, basically.
Yeah,
you're like, hey, I'm stalking you.
Mm-hmm. Going to the next question. Dude, are you stalking me? Oh, you're so stalking me right now.
Claire liking all of the candies.
I was like, why is my phone blowing up right now?
Talking about that, there's Claire liking all of Danny's
posts.
Someone's
stalking me. I have enough of those. Okay.
Alright, next question.
Are you having fun over there?
Loads. Which is real football, soccer or American football?
No, you can't do that. Wait, say that again.
Which is real football, soccer or American football?
Which is real soccer?
No, which is real football, soccer? Well, because in England, because I believe it's in England, soccer football, and then football American football.
Yeah.
So which one is actual football? Soccer or American football?
I don't know, man.
Well, I mean, soccer has its name soccer and then football. Like, it should just be football and soccer, because otherwise it gets confusing, especially if you go to England. Because if you go to England, you might say football, then they're like, oh, okay, soccer. Then you're like, no, I'm talking about football.
Football.
They're like the one where
the hand motion one. Not
yeah,
the feet motion
and
one.
You tackle each other. It's like, you could just do football and soccer.
It yeah.
Makes more sense, in my opinion.
What's yours?
I feel like football is, like, the real football is American football, I feel like.
The real football is American football, yes.
I'm gonna just go with that. The real football is American football.
And because we like soccer, gonna stick with soccer.
Yes, so I'm gonna say soccer, not football. So American football, the real football. That's what I'm gonna say.
Yeah, me too.
Wait, what was the question?
The question.
I feel like I went on it wrong.
Which is the real football? Soccer or American football?
Which is the real football? You see why I can't process this? Maybe I'm just still hungover. I don't know.
I'm going to say American football is real football.
No, yes.
I'm just going to continue calling soccer, soccer.
Okay, yes. So I was
soccer
kind of on
is soccer,
right
American football is football.
Okay.
Went a little into it. Yes.
Yes, yes, okay.
Football, yes, what they both said.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Oh, my turn. Next question is my question. It's, is music getting worse over time? I say yes.
Yeah, I think. Yeah.
Like more people are getting more creative, and it's great. It's super interesting. More people are knowing how to sing, go with their crazy vocals.
But are they really?
Are they really what?
Some like are they really getting better? Like I feel like some singers are questionable.
They're good singers. It's just. The lyrics.
Or yeah.
It's like, you gotta be more pure, not just, oh, man, this effing bitch, kind of. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, well, this, like, kind of is on topic with that, not for, like, professional singers who actually, like, sing, like, for a living, but, like, also just people who decide to sing for fun. Yeah. Some people think they're so good at singing, but I'm not gonna lie, some of them who think they're so good at singing suck. Yeah. Like I'm sorry to say that, but...
Not to cut you down or anything, but you suck, honey.
Yeah, like, not to be a Debbie Downer, but, like, sometimes I'm like, they think they're so good, I'm like, could you just shut up?
Yeah. But sometimes people use it as a stress reliever or just to calm them down kind of thing, like with music or anything else or sports, you know, so.
Yeah.
That's why we can't say a whole lot, but I can agree with you too.
Yes.
It's so funny. I love American Idol so much. Like with the tryouts and the judges' reactions are like, okay, let's get this person out.
Speaking of American Idol, though, actually, a kid who graduated, I think, in 2020 at my school, he ended up going on American Idol.
Did he go? Like,
he made it to, I think, the final. I don't know.
He didn't. He made it to the final, but he didn't. Or he made it to the next, like,
round.
But he didn't make it, like, he didn't end up making, like, continuing.
So, like, he just went through a round or two.
Yeah, but it was a big thing, because
I think he was autistic.
He's autistic, because he goes to Beacon College, which Beacon College is a school for people with learning disabilities, and there are a lot of kids with autism there. So it's like a big thing for our school, just hearing, like, oh, Beacon sent out an email to everyone being like, hey, like, one of our students, graduated students, made on American Idol.
That's so awesome.
And he made it to, I think, the final, or, like, one of the next rounds.
Yeah.
And stuff. So
that's really cool.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I went to school with him. I know him better than you.
I mean, I didn't know who he was.
I didn't know who he was, but I had friends who were friends with him. So, yeah. I mean, it is also kind of a big deal. So, yeah. My question is iOS better than Android?
I say yes, but I kind of want to be mutual because
there are a lot of Android users.
Yeah, and I don't want to get on everyone's... Yeah, no. I don't want to be on anyone's nerves when I say that. So I'm going to say mutual.
I mean, it's debatable, I feel like, because, like, there's some things, like, there's some things that Apple kind of gets irritating about Apple.
Oh, yeah, for
but
sure.
But then I'm sure that there's some things about Android that could be irritating, so I feel like it's, like, neutral.
There's nothing that's better than the other, that, like, tops every single one. There's always going to be some kind of problem with one of them.
Yeah, I feel like some of them, like, some of the things might be more, like, as aesthetically pleasing, like, to look at.
I can't even say that.
Apple products sometimes tend to be more, like...
Like, more appealing.
Appealing, like, aesthetically pleasing to look at.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm not an Android user.
I've never had one.
I've never had one. I've had iPhones. So, they look nicer, but Androids might work better than Apple products.
In some aspects.
Yes.
Not all of them.
Yes.
I will say that. And their camera is pretty good. It's just also the annoying thing is, like, when someone takes a picture on the Android phone and sends it to an iPhone, it comes out super crappy.
Exactly. Yeah.
And vice versa.
Yeah. So it's like they each have like different features.
Yeah. Like pros and cons for both of them.
Yes.
Yeah. Moving on.
Is beauty more important than brains?
Oh, I was going to do that one too. You little fucker.
No. I feel like brains are more important. People these days, too,
well, I mean,
focused on how they look.
Well, because, I mean, also, everyone, like, honestly, like, everyone is pretty in their own way.
You have to love yourself before you love anyone else. If you don't love yourself, then it's like, okay, I'll just be single.
Exactly.
Kind of thing. And it'll make the relationship so much easier if you're happy with yourself. And if you have a funny personality, I mean, it's like, it's like when people say, oh, the looks doesn't matter, like her beauty make or her personality makes up for it, so it's fine. And they make it seem like it's such a downer.
Yeah.
But it's really not. And you kind of need a brain to live.
Yeah, like, exactly.
What's the point of the looks? Like, again, there's so much competition with the social media aspect and trying to look the best, your top, all the time. Okay, no one's gonna look perfect all the time. And I have this problem too. I get super insecure with this and that. But you kind of just have to go with emotion and understand the process, because depending on like the situations that you've been to, it's like, okay, well, screw that, screw this. Oh, that was a waste of time. Just focus on you and being happy.
Yeah, yeah. And some people tend to try to use makeup, like a lot of makeup,
basically, like, they use makeup to mask stuff about
mask
them.
Their actual look.
Mm-hmm.
But like I've said, like everyone is pretty in their own way, so like.
And someone's gonna like you for that, you know.
Exactly.
It's not like everyone has a specific thing that they like. Like everyone is different.
Yeah. So like, cause like some like. It's a big question that, like, some people ask guys is, do you like the girl better wearing makeup or not?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of guys say without makeup.
Yeah.
Because they like the way they look, like...
Naturally.
But, like, a lot of girls tend to try to hide that, and mm-hmm. they put a lot of makeup on.
It's because they're insecure, but at the same time, you're kind of... going to throw yourself under the bus, because if you're in a serious relationship with someone, or if you're just seeing someone, again, TikTok, like, I see a lot of videos of, like, these short clips where there's this girl, she was just coming out of a really bad, long relationship, and so she finally went out into the field, she met this guy, and she was wearing a lot of makeup, and then she ends up moving in with him, but she never took her makeup off, because, again, she was trying to hide, and finally she got comfortable and she took her makeup off, and the guy goes into the bathroom and like sees her, and he freaks out, like, who are you, get out of my house. And he's like, babe it's me, don't worry, it's fine. And he said, no, you need to get out, I'm sorry, I'm not happy with this. So this was just supposed to be a happy, healthy relationship, but because of the makeup thing and that guy also being a dickhead about it, it's like, it's really uncalled for one, and two, you really don't need to wear so much makeup. Like, you're living with your significant other, like, you're supposed to see them in all kinds of phases or looks.
Yeah, like, I think it's crazy how, like, there are some, like, cases where, like, some people put a whole lot of makeup on that they look a lot different when it comes to, like, when they don't wear it. Like,
yeah.
When they don't wear the makeup, because then it's just, like... You see them a lot, like, every day they have, like, a face load of makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day they show up to school without any makeup on, and it's, like,
they look
a lot different. That's kind of crazy
and,
to
like,
me.
Yeah. Like, when it comes to that, for me, personally, other people might have different opinions. But if it comes to that, I feel like that might be a little much.
Yeah.
Makeup. Because if it, like, literally changes kind of the way you look to other people, they should probably cut down on the amount, like, how much.
Mm-hmm. But what if they don't realize? Maybe they don't realize.
Because they've been doing it for so long?
Maybe.
Possibly.
That's true,
A lot of people like wearing makeup. They just, it's a habit. It's a hobby.
So in that case, like, I get it. Like, sometimes hard to, like, sometimes you don't realize. It's just, that's why I just say it's kind of, like, crazy to me how that happens sometimes.
Yeah, and I mean, that's totally okay if, like, if makeup is what makes you happy, that's totally fine and go for it.
Yeah.
As long as you're happy.
So I'm technically not supposed to wear makeup at work, just because of the rules, and I regret wearing it, because with my previous job, totally okay, like, it wasn't super strict, but once I came to this job, they said, okay, no makeup, but I did anyways, because I did forget to, but after realizing, I'm like, no, I can't go back now. I should have started on the first day of just no makeup, so that way they're used to that kind of look. But if I do it now, I'm going to be really insecure. I'm like, no, just kidding. I'll just keep doing it. So that I can understand.
Yeah.
It's just my daily look. I have to.
I get that, yeah.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Okay, my question. Should birth control be over the counter? Yes.
Yeah, that would make it so much easier.
It would make it so much easier, but I feel weird about birth control. I feel weird about it because of how much damage it does to your body. Granted, it does the job, obviously, but, like, even with IUDs, if you have it in for about 5 to 8 years or something, depending on the person or how your body is, your body's going to think it's a part of you, so your body grows over it, and then you have to have surgery to remove it.
Ooh, I also hear that they're very painful to put in.
Yeah, it's not fun. No, so, but, I mean, saved my life. but, yeah, no, I'm on the pills now, but even with just that small little thing, it could do so much to your body, too.
Wow.
Losing your hair, gaining or losing weight, whichever. And there's just a lot of side effects that the doctors don't tell you with the amount of crap that's in it to help. Like, it could cause you to, like, not be fertile at all afterwards, like, jeez, once you actually want to try to have babies.
Wow.
So it's, I don't know, I just feel weird. It could be over the counter, but that also could lead to people starting earlier, because it's like, oh, it's fine, I could just get it later kind of thing, but it's not really okay, kind of.
I just feel like it's good. Like, birth control is an important thing to have, because it will prevent, like, it'll help prevent those unwanted pregnancies.
Yes.
Because then a lot of unwanted pregnancies might result in putting that child up for adoption.
Yes, and we don't want that.
It's hard for the child, especially speaking as, like, as someone who is adopted, it's hard on the child, and it is hard depending on the person. Mm-hmm. But it's hard.
It's always going to be hard on the person.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, depends on, like, some people who are adopted, like, my friends.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the mother. I thought you were referring to.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the child, because they get put up for adoption, so then depends on the person, but some people don't care about that they're adopted. But then some people, it's really hard on them. So point being, I feel like at least having it as an over-the-counter might be an important thing. But maybe if, like, there should be more stuff, like,
Plan B. That's already at the store. But they're freaking expensive.
Yes, so they should make it at least that, not as cheap. Or, I mean, cheap. Not as expensive, or if they do end up putting birth control as an over-the-counter thing, they should have, like, the side effects.
Yeah.
Like, the doctors should, like,
but they don't.
They should make it, like, these are the side effects, and these are what you should be aware of.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you could easily just read about the side effects. You don't need a doctor telling you what side effects are because you could easily just read about it yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they should just have it like on the counter because that way it'll be easier access. So instead of having to like, if someone's like, oh, I want birth control, instead of having to make an appointment with the doctor to get it, you could just go to the store, get it, read the, like, have a thing that has it, what side effects are, and it'll just, I feel like it'll just be a lot easier.
That's a problem. I just don't understand why the doctors don't tell us everything, because that's
exactly
kind of their job. But
exactly. And it's important.
It's good to know.
Yeah. So I guess it depends, like, if it does get put on over-the-counter, they should list the side effects, like, in big notice.
Before you get this, read this.
Yes, but if they're not going to do that, then they should maybe not have it.
Yeah.
So, it varies. It depends, I guess.
Like, why would you put something in your body when you don't know what it's going to do to you?
Yeah. Exactly. So, it depends on the situation.
Yes. Or... Who's next?
All right. So, are introverts too quiet or extroverts too loud?
I don't have a problem with quiet people. Sometimes people who are too loud just annoy me. Not gonna lie.
I think extroverts are too loud.
Yep.
Introverts, they're introverts. Like, there's so much, there's only so much you can say. But if you want to be social, yeah, go for it. But for those extrovert people, you're used to it and you love doing it. But they just need to take a chill pill sometimes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I feel like for me, I kind of feel like it's neither, just because, well,
depends on the person too.
It depends on the person. Like, I feel like it's neither, but if you are talking to, if an extroverted person is talking to an introverted person, they should just maybe keep note that this person is introverted.
Level it out.
And so they could level it out, because I mean, it's okay to be introverted.
Yeah. No problem.
And it's okay to be extroverted. It's nothing wrong with that.
I used to be an extrovert.
But I think it's just saying in general, like, what if you're extroverted and you're just used to being loud? And that your the thought doesn't occur to you, like, oh, these person are introverted, let me just dial down a notch. They're just naturally extroverted, so they're naturally loud. So I think that's kind of why it's saying, are introverted too quiet or extroverted too loud? Because if you just think of it, like, kind of like if you were to go out, you won't just, since you're quiet and introverted, you won't just go out and be all loud because you're hanging out with the extroverted person. It's probably the same thing. If an extroverted person is extroverted and loud, if they're hanging out with you and since you're introverted, they probably just won't dial down a notch and just not be loud. Probably that kind of thing. That's probably why it's saying, are introverted people too quiet or extroverted to people too loud?
Yeah.
So that's why I say extroverted people are too loud. Because sometimes they're just loud and obnoxious and annoy me.
Yeah. No, but I definitely see how that's like a big debate thing. Because I'm sure extroverted people are saying introverts are too quiet.
Probably.
And then introverts might say extroverted people are too loud.
So really, it's just all depending on the person, and it's just gonna be mutual. It's like when someone has us, I'll use us. When we have different disabilities, you can't really have little cliques. Does that even make sense? Am I even relating that the same way?
I mean, I get what you're saying, I think.
Like, you just have to accept them for who they are.
Yeah.
Oh, I could have just said that.
There you go. So that's kind of why I say, like, neither or, like, whatever. Like, it's neither because just kind of you have to accept it, so.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Conveyor bear.
Is this a final question? No, you have one more. No.
I have one more. Okay. I'll have one more and then. Okay. Yeah. I'm starving. Right. I'm really hungry.
Okay. Are square pizza slices better than triangles?
I love squared.
Yes. They're more fun to eat.
Okay, you
know Trader Joe's pizzas, we would always cut them up into squares.
Dude,
I love square pieces.
Okay, but like I typically don't have pizza all the time. I mean, when I did have pepperoni, you know, I used to have only cheese because of how picky I am. So I'm expanding a little more. And do you guys like mushroom pizza?
Yes.
Okay. Do you?
I love it.
Ooh, oh, good job. She expanded from cheese to mushroom. Good ooh, job.
Yeah. Which brings it, which also reminds me, pineapple on pizza.
Oh, don't be one of those. I love it.
No, I love it too.
Okay, cool. Yes. Okay, you scared me.
No, it's just a big thing of like, oh, pineapple on pizza.
So many people are against it though.
I know.
But it's good. Why would you put fruit on pizza? Good.
Okay, like I understand if it was like another type of fruit.
Yeah, that would be strawberries. That sounds disgusting.
Grapes on pizza or strawberry watermelon on pizza.
Mm-mm. Ew. Yeah, see, it's the perfect
water the pizza.
Exactly. It's a perfect. I mean, pineapple is kind of. Yeah, I don't know. I'm cool with that. It's just.
I'm cool with pineapple. Any other fruit?
No. But.
Yes.
Yeah, I say square. I also say that because Ryan put me on to this really, really good pizza. It's just magic on it. And you just have to get it from the grocery store. Put it in the oven, and it's just heaven in your mouth. It is so good. Like, I saw him eat it for the first time, like, a long time ago. That looks really good, and I don't even like pizza. Try to buy it. Like, yup. I could have it every night. It's, like, it's really good.
Wow.
But yeah. Square.
Square. Okay, last question. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
I was forgotten again. Should there be homework in school?
No.
I say no as well.
I mean, I don't think there should be homework. But it really depends on what's getting substituted for the homework. Because I assume that if they're just not going to add homework, that they're just not going to add anything. Like, if it's take away homework and add tests, then sure, could keep homework. Because I ain't taking tests. I'm a fail that.
No, I do not do any tests either. It's just straight up anxiety when I hear the word.
Exactly. And then so I'm like, if it's that like sort of... So if it's that sort of thing, keep homework. But if it's just, like, take away homework and not add anything, then take away homework.
Well, because I'm going to be honest. Like, I took biology. Did I get anything out of doing any of the biology homework? No, because I didn't read any of the readings. Like, you had to read the chapter. Then you had to answer the questions. I would just look at the questions and find the answer in the book.
Just watch the bio teacher come across.
That would be so bad because she's like, I know most of you didn't do the reading.
Okay, then don't do it. Don't give it to us if you know that.
Exactly.
And I heard there's a school, I really don't know where it is, but there's a school where everyone goes to school.
Really? Everyone goes to school?
That's right there.
Yeah. I meant, let me clarify, when people go to school on campus.
Really? They're going on campus?
Okay, smart asses. There's no homework for that school because there's certain sections on campus where you just do hands-on and the different subjects or activities for you to do, and when you're done you go home. It's just like it's a regular 8 hours, but there's no studying that you have to do. It's hands-on and you learn right there instead of bringing it home. And I think there is tests only because you're like doing it there. But I mean, for those nerds out there who actually like to do homework, sure, good for you. I'm not that person.
Nope. I feel like they should just make homework optional.
It should, yeah. Like if you think you really need that extra practice and work, yeah, go for it. But for me personally, since I'm a hands-on person, like, I have to keep active, and me actually doing the work will help me. But if it's just type, type, write, write, memorization, it's like, and I'm still sitting here, like, it's just brain work when I like doing both.
Right. Yeah.
And it sticks to me better when it's just doing it.
Yeah.
You know, because, like, once you're home and you're like, okay, wait, I forgot what we learned today. But doing it, it makes it easier for me to remember. So I think there should be more schools like that.
Yeah.
Where everyone gets included. Everyone can ask questions right there. Do your notes, whatever.
Yeah.
And the fact that you can resume And just like the whole grading thing, I don't know. I'm just not a huge fan of the homework quizzes.
Yeah.
Homework and quizzes.
Yeah.
So.
Well, because also, like, quizzes or even tests, like, some people might know what you're learning and understand it, but then some people might have so much test anxiety,
mm-hmm.
they don't do well on tests. That doesn't mean you don't know what you're doing.
It's not an actual proof.
It just means you might struggle more on tests.
You may have a brain fart in the moment.
Exactly. Yeah. But you might still understand the stuff, but just freak out with tests. You don't remember it. You fail the test. Then it's like, well, I knew this stuff. I just don't do well on tests.
Mm-hmm.
So they should, like, yeah. So, yeah.
Okay, I'm ready for food.
Me too.
Okay. Well, thanks for joining us on our episode today. I'm so happy I have my favorites back with me. You're probably gonna... I'm gonna make you join another episode.
Okay.
Yeah. If you want. I mean, you know.
No, yes, that's
fine. All right. Thanks. I'll see you next time. Bye. Just a little fun clip of my reaction to the twins surprising me.
Get the fuck out. No way. Holy shit.
Here you go.
Wait, what? I'm gonna...